here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 5th of November, 2013. It's the birthday of the runner and writer George Sheehan, born in Brooklyn, 1918. He was a track star at Manhattan College, became a successful doctor, hit a midlife slump, started drinking heavily, read a Greek philosopher who said that the glory of God was man fully alive, and it convinced George Sheehan to go back to running. He ran on the roads. Before people did this, he ran in a ski mask and long johns, 45 years old. And 5 years later, he set a world record for his age group with a mile of 4 minutes and 47 seconds. He ran 50 marathons, including 21 consecutive Boston marathons. He wrote a weekly column about running, which continued for 25 years. When he resumed running in the mid-1960s, amateur running was pretty much unheard of, and by the late 70s, 30 million Americans were running for recreation. George Sheehan, who wrote, "It's very hard in the beginning to understand that the whole idea is not to beat the other runners. Eventually you learn that the competition is against the little voice inside you that wants you to quit. The music of a marathon is a powerful strain, one of those tunes of glory. It asks us to forsake pleasures, to discipline the body, to find courage, to renew faith, and to become one's own person utterly and completely." It's the birthday of the man who said, "I am opposing a social order in which it is possible for one man who does absolutely nothing that is useful to amass a fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, while millions of men and women who work all the days of their lives secure barely enough for a wretched existence." Eugene Debs, born in Terre Haute, Indiana, 1855, member of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Firemen, went on to become the editor of their national magazine, went to prison for supporting the Pullman strike of 1894, and ran for president on the socialist ticket in 1900. Eugene Debs said, "I recognize my kinship with all living things. I am not one bit better than the meanest on the earth. While there is a lower class, I am in it. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. While there is a soul in prison, I am not free." Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, entitled "The Book of A." Raised during the Depression, my stepfather responded to the economic opportunity of the 1950s by buying more and more cheap second-hand things meant to transform his life. "I got this for $100, he said, patting the tractor that listed to one side, or the dump truck that started with a roar and wouldn't dump. Spreading their parts out on his tarp, he'd make the strange whistle he said he learned from the birds for a whole morning before the silence set in. Who knows where he picked up the complete A to Z encyclopedias, embossed in gold and published in 1921. They were going to take these to the dump, he said. Night after night, he sat up, determined to understand everything under the sun worth knowing, and falling asleep over the Book of A. Meanwhile, as the weeks, then the months passed, the moon went on rising over the junk machines in the tall grass of the only world my stepfather ever knew, and nobody wrote to classify his odd, beautiful whistle, formed somehow in the back of his throat when a new thing seemed just about to happen, and no words he could say expressed his hope." A poem by Wesley McNair, "The Book of A," from Talking in the Dark, published by David R. Godin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.